StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined by Buena Vista baseball coach Steve Eady, whose team this weekend will travel to Indianola for a four-game series to conclude the regular season with the Iowa Conference Tournament coming up next week down in Cedar Rapids. Steve, let's talk about what happened here most recently for you and your team. One trip to Decorah for four games Sunday, Monday, and what a great series for you and your guys. Congratulations on a four-game sweep.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't really expect that. We knew Luther had some pitchers that were really hot, and they had thrown the ball really well lately. And Sunday's games were tight. There's no question about that. We win 5-4. We gave up the lead and then scored two right away the next inning. And then Jacob Hadaway, pitched a 9-inning complete game shutout, and we needed it because we were facing a really good arm too. So that felt really good to win those two games on Sunday. And then, for our guys to be able to just keep the pedal down and keep chugging along, we really came back out on Monday and hit the ball extremely well and just were pretty much relentless throughout the day. So, yeah, I couldn't be more proud of how they played. We really played well all facets of the game and very excited about how we're progressing.
Well, Monday, a pair of games in which you scored 10 runs in each of those victories, and you mentioned Jacob Hadaway. He is this week's Iowa Conference Pitcher of the Week. And how about Neil Marshall being named Position Player of the Week, and why not? I mean, just another great statistical week for your senior from Alta.
Yeah, it started from the first at-bat of the season. I mean, he doubled off the left center field fence, and he just hasn't stopped. I mean, he could easily be a Player of the Week every week we've played. Just consistent. They pitch him really, really really, really difficult. They throw in, they throw away, they just do whatever they can, and he seems to do okay no matter what. So he's just in his zone. He's been really, really fun to watch, and the other guys have done a really good job too. So it's not just Neil. I mean, he leads the team in RBIs as a leadoff guy, so that tells you the bottom of the order is doing their job, getting on base, and then Neil's doing a good job when he has RBI situations. So really balanced as a team right now, and different guys are having good weekends. We had some guys that didn't have a very good weekend this weekend, and we still did okay. So very encouraged with what we're seeing there.
Brandon Wessels had a big two-run homer for you on Sunday.
Yeah, he does that every once in a while. He's not necessarily a home run hitter, but he can do it a lot of different ways, and that was a really big hit for him. And Tanner Truesdell maybe didn't have a great overall weekend, but he's still productive. He drives in runs, and he hit a couple really – I mean, he hit one ball that probably was the furthest ball we've seen hit all year. So we've got some weapons, and they stay within themselves, and they just keep doing it. So they're not great every single at-bat, but over the long haul of a four-game series, they're really tough to pitch to.
28 wins, 8 losses, Coach. Got it rolling.
Yeah, we were hoping we would have a good year, and they just keep getting better, and we haven't had that game where we have just laid an egg. I think the games we've lost in the league, we've been beaten rather than we've beaten ourselves, and that's really all you can do. Over the long stretch, you just got to play as well as you can, and obviously the Wartburg series hurt losing 3 out of 4, and they're playing really, really well, but I think it's just a testament to, I think we've got 3 teams in the league that are really, really good. We swept one of them and lost 3 out of 4 to the other one, so very happy with where we're at. I think we're continuing to get better, especially with our pitching staff. Tyson Valentine's continuing to get better. He pitched a big game for us on game 3. He's 5-0 in the year, and it's probably somebody that we didn't really expect. So a lot of different guys are doing their job.
19-5 in the Iowa Conference. You mentioned Wartburg. They're 20. Well, they got a lead on you right now heading into their final weekend series with Coe. We're at Simpson. Steve, give us a feel for Beaver baseball. Maybe you've said it already talking to me here today, but I have to be extremely confident in all 3 phases right now heading into the home stretch.
Yeah, as long as we just go out and enjoy playing and enjoy competing, I think our guys just try to figure out throughout the course of the game how to make adjustments offensively. We've kind of taken a team approach to that. And our pitchers are adding a few things to make it a little bit more difficult to score runs. And I think our defense has been pretty underrated at this point. We didn't play very well through our spring break, but in conference play we've been pretty good. So, and having Devin Harms behind the plate, it makes it tough to run against us. So when you include all of those things, we've cut down our walks and our hit by pitches. So, again, just making a little adjustments here and there, it's been fantastic, and the guys just enjoy playing, and that's the biggest thing. We haven't thought about the results. We just go out and play one game at a time, and I'm very proud of the attitude they've taken.
You know, and another thing that throws a wrench into all this baseball fun is winding down the school year. If you talk about academics, I mean, these guys are still cracking the books too.
Yeah, you know, you throw in the rain, so you never know what days we're going to be missing class. It makes it tough on these guys. So yesterday we were completely off and a chance to get their feet back on the ground. We'll miss a little bit of class again on Friday, and then next week we'll miss a couple days of class with the conference tournament. And so, yeah, they've got to be good in all facets of their life, and I think that's, you know, I think it makes them better down the road, but it gives them a break from thinking about how we're doing and how we're playing, because they got so many other things they have to worry about. So, so we keep it short. Practice, we'll go hard for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then they got to get back to class and do their homework and make sure we're in good graces there. So,
yep.
They've handled all of that very well, and they're very well-rounded people. No doubt about that.
Well, let's hope you handle Simpson this weekend. You're riding a 6-game win streak. Let's go get him in Indianola starting on Friday. And Steve, as always, thanks much for the time.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Beaver Baseball Talk with head coach Steve Eady right here on StormLakeRadio.com.